Now to an uproar in France started by one of the country's most beloved actors. Gérard Depardieu says he's moving to Belgium to avoid paying a new 75% tax on the super wealthy. His actions have divided France and drawn extra attention to the socialist government's new tax policy. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley tells us more from Paris.
Déjeuner chaque jour d'un crapaud, avoir un ventre usé par la marche.
That's Gérard Depardieu in one of his most acclaimed roles in the 1990 film Cyrano de Bergerac. The internationally renowned actor has played in hundreds of films over the last three decades. The recent uproar began just before Christmas when it came to light that Depardieu had bought a home in Neuchâtel, a drab Belgian village less than a mile over the French border. Depardieu admitted to establishing a foreign residence to escape new French tax rates. That prompted this response from Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault.
Je trouve ça assez minable, si vous voulez. C'est une grande star. Tout le monde l'aime.
It's pathetic, really. Paying taxes is an act of patriotism, and we're asking for the rich to make a special effort here for the country. It's just pathetic.
French President François Hollande is counting on the rich to help bring down the deficit, but Depardieu shot back in an open letter published in a major Sunday newspaper. "I'm leaving because you consider success, creativity, and talent grounds for sanction," said the actor. Depardieu said he had paid more than $190 million in taxes over the last four decades. He said he no longer recognized his country and offered to surrender his passport if he was indeed so pathetic. Though the prime minister said he regretted his choice of words, the battle lines were drawn.
Mais c'est pas le passeport qui fait le fait d'être français. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Il a pris un risque énorme avec son.
A debate over patriotism, values, equality, and responsibility has exploded onto the holiday scene in France, dominating the airwaves and animating many a Christmas dinner. And every day, a new celebrity or politician weighs in on the issue. Some accuse Depardieu of being a traitor, others call him courageous. The French culture minister called his behavior scandalous, considering he had benefited so heavily from state subsidies to the film industry. The gargantuan blonde thespian known for his real-life excesses seems to leave no one indifferent. While some disparage his headline-grabbing drunken antics, others consider him all the more lovable for overindulging in good food and wine.
Avec une certaine dureté, vraiment?
Ah oui, je vous assure, je me sentais jugée.
Another glamorous film icon, Catherine Deneuve, defended her friend and colleague. Deneuve and Depardieu have acted together in dozens of films, including the 1981 classic The Last Metro. Deneuve called the prime minister's comments unworthy of a head of government, and to Depardieu's critics asked, "Who are you to judge?" In a reference to the French Revolution, Deneuve added, "What would you have done in 1789? I still tremble to think of it." Parallels to hunting down the wealthy then and now have surfaced. Édouard Leclerc is the head of a giant supermarket chain.
Au fond, même si c'est pas 1789, y en a plein qui
whether
vont
you like Depardieu or not, it's not the point. It's this government's fiscal campaign against those who make money in this country. Maybe it's not 1789, but there will be plenty of rich people leaving France. And there's a frightening populism on the rise.
The debate has spilled over France's borders. Belgium's finance minister welcomed any other French citizens who want to join Depardieu, and President Vladimir Putin offered him Russian citizenship. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News.